Of the live room again, and tonight is the Vishten. Is that how you pronounce Vishten?
Yes, yep.
And you are Pastel.
Exactly, yes.
And you play with your twin sister Emmanuel.
Yes.
And Pascal Meus, is that how you say him?
Yeah, Meus.
So it's intriguing, I think, to me anyway, the Acadian music and the history. Really, of Acadia, and looking at the map and things where you were, and you saw like there's Acadian music in Canada, but then there's much more, many more Acadians living in Louisiana, and the South. Is there a connection with the music? Do you think as
well? Yeah, there is. We've often gone there. There's a lot of cultural exchanges still between Acadia and Louisiana, and some of the songs that we sing, they also sing, but they've been influenced by different music. So their music is much more Southern style, a slower pace. And we get all the Celtic influences because we're up north.
Yeah.
But there are, you know, in our sets are more Celtic, and you know they have another kind of style of to dance. But they're both kind of danceable musics.
Yes.
It's more in the old songs that we find similar. Well, it would be the same songs that have just evolved differently.
Yeah, and I suppose different nationalities coming in.
Yeah.
So you have French. Norwegian, Scottish, Irish, suppose all in the mix there.
Yeah, exactly.
Finish it up with a great town, anyway, one of the things watching the sound check is that, you know, with your foot percussion, all three of you doing that, but it must be tiring.
We're used to it, so it's kind of second nature now, but, you know, I don't know, Emma like counted her steps, I think it's like 1,500 steps in the show that she's doing, because she's keeping most of the rhythm with her feet. And after, you know, a few gigs, this is gig number 8. So 8 nights in a row, that's when it gets a little, a little tiring, but it's a good workout.
Yes, I imagine it is.
Yeah.
But a lot needing hot baths and massage, I should think. Certainly after your tour, which is quite a long one, for the longest you've done this in England, in Europe.
Well, we were here last summer for 3 weeks as well, but this tour is more intense because there's 17 gigs in 18 days, so we just have the one day off.
And you've just come from Celtic Connections, which at this time of year, everybody's either going to or coming from. Did you enjoy that? Is it the first time you've been there?
Second time. We had a great night. We played at the Old Fruit Market with Xavier Diaz from Galicia and a band from Scotland called Talisk, and it was a full house and really great. It's a great festival.
And I notice you're in Liverpool tomorrow.
Exactly.
But then you're in Dunfermline doing a Burns night. That seemed a bit odd, really. Burns night is quite a way past.
I know. That's what I heard. I thought maybe it kept on going. So I guess so, because it's this weekend.
Yes.
But people were saying it was more last weekend that people were celebrating.
So do you know any special Burns songs that...
Unfortunately not. No, I know on PI they do celebrate it because there's Scottish roots there. But I don't personally know any.
We had a band called East Pointers. They were a trio. Well, from round about the same place. Are you from East?
We're all from Prince Edward Island.
Prince Edward Island.
But they're from the East Point, and we're from the West.
And so, what's the music scene like at home then? Do you ever get all together?
Yeah, it's very rich. There's lots of music, you know, like a lot of bands, a lot of musicians. So you can regularly find, it's easy to find a concert or, you know, some kind of dance or something. We play a lot in houses, so some of the music is kind of more in the houses with invites. But we have, like, it's called kitchen parties. We do get together with the East Pointers once in a while and other musicians just to play a few tunes. Yeah, like our dad has 2 annual parties a year where a lot of people just come and they, you know, they play from 9 p.m. to 9 in the morning type of thing.
Yeah, so, it's a real musical family,
yeah,
real family.
Yeah, and the whole island is really rich in music.
Yeah. Must be good.
Yeah, it's fine.
When you're there, you're there most of the year.
We're on tour. Like we do maybe 80. We've been maybe 80 shows this year. So sometimes we're gone for a few weeks at a time, and then we're home quite a bit too. So it's good. It's good balance.
Yeah. And do you do any writing or new material?
We do. Yeah, we just got a new album out. Mm. So last year at this time we were writing a completely new album. Now we've been touring with that for the past 6 months.
Mm.
Although it just came out here last week, January 25th, the album Horizons. Mm. And yeah, but there's always, as soon as you finish a record, you kind of get inspired for new music too. So there's kind of stuff coming up for the next one already.
Mm. Mm-hmm. And is there, what drives you writing? Any sort of political things or environment or just love or loss?
Yeah, I guess the environment for us being on the island that inspires us, seeing the kind of the community get together, like if we're at a festival or something, we get like maybe a tune will come up or we get inspired by visiting musicians. We don't write a lot of words. We're more into the traditional songs. We write a little bit. It's usually about, you know, well, I mean, the songs are usually more darker subjects in the folk songs. Although sometimes they have happy melodies.
Mm.
And then we've written a few lyrics that are usually based around like where we're from.
Mm.
Yeah.
Mm. And you play quite a lot of instruments all together.
Yeah, there's about 12, I think.
Yeah. do you have a favorite when you one that you... Yeah.
I love the accordion and I just got a new one here. I just got it the other day.
All right.
I had a great accordion before, but it was old. It was 15 years old.
Mm.
So I got a new one that's made in a Scottish company. So that's great. I also love the piano, though.
Mm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and that's what you do most of your creative things on the piano. Yeah,
exactly.
And then you all mix together, do you? Or do you write things together?
We do. Sometimes it's all apart and we come together and then we arrange it together. And other times we kind of write the music together.
Mm.
Yeah, so it depends on the project, but we're quite close, so we work together a lot.
Mm. And you're back here in the summer for some more festivals, I think?
We were here last summer for summer festivals. Yeah, but we won't be back next summer.
Yeah.
There's a big event at home, actually, so we're quite involved in that.
Oh, right. Oh, that's good. I met somebody last night, actually, Carrie Martin, who's a solo singer-songwriter, and she's going to Canada quite soon. So there seems to be quite a... Exchange of musicians.
Yeah.
And the Canadian government seems really helpful.
It's great. We do get subsidized for, I mean, it's not guaranteed every time, but we do have access to programs where they'll support tours and stuff like that. So it makes it easier. It makes it possible, I should say, to tour because everything's getting more and more expensive, flights and rental cars and all that stuff.
Yeah.
So yeah, we are lucky that we are supported. And it was cut for a while. Like there are arts budget cuts like everywhere. But the new government a few years ago put back a lot of money into the Canada Council of the Arts.
Mm.
So we're lucky, very lucky.
Mm.
Yeah.
Yeah, wish we had something like that. Yeah. Okay. Well, thank you very much.
Thank
you. Looking forward
to
tonight. And wish you all the best for the rest of your tour.
Thanks
a lot.
Thank you.
Cheers. Mm.